Stand by there, folks, for a second. I just want to introduce Luann Powell to you because I know Luann a long time. I met her down in Mickey Finn's there in Red Cross when we were both doing a joint gig a number of years ago. Luann, you're living in Kilkenny now, my home city, and you're loving it, is that right?
Absolutely loving it. It's just such a vibrant city and there's always so many festivals and gigs to go to and I just love it.
Great. Now, you've made three albums. Your first found fame at the tender age of 12.
Gosh.
You've been on some journey. How's the music scene been for you?
Yeah, well, I recorded my first album when I was 12. I signed my first record deal and... you know, I was just a kid who loved to sing and you know, it's been great because I've been able to make it my career. I've just recently been over in Finland and Germany. I was touring with Clive Barnes.
Right.
And I'm off to Slovakia now on Tuesday. So it's been busy. And the next album, that's kind of the main thing now.
Now, tell me about working with Elton John's management company, 21st Artists. You opened for Elton John for three nights at the London Hammersmith. That must have been incredible, was it?
Unbelievable. I think it was probably the third gig in before I actually relaxed and started to enjoy it. I was signed by 21st Management, which is Elton's owned management company. And I got to go to a lot of the Christmas parties and he was always very, very lovely to me. And it was great to get the opportunity to open for him. It was really good, yeah.
So the process of writing songs for you, everybody, I suppose, is different.
Different, yeah.
How do you do them all in block? Do you let bits burn in your head for a couple of months? How do you end up with a song?
It depends, you know. I try and write daily, you know, when I can. So I'm always going around, you know, now it's the phone, you know, writing it in the notes rather than the pen on the paper. Or if I have like a little melody idea, you know, I'll sing it into the phone. That's the great thing about, you know, the phone.
Yeah.
And then when I sit down, it could be a little hook or a chord sequence. So it can be, you know, it's always different. But I'm always, you know, I could write a song and then listen back and you know, think, no, I can do better than that. And sometimes you can overthink it. You know, you're trying to, you know, work too hard on the lyrics, and sometimes, you know, you just kind of go, no, do you know what? The first draft was the better one.
Okay. Now, you're going to play a second song for us. Yeah. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to do a song called Grass is Blue.
Grass is Blue. Now, just before you do, I just want to say my thanks to our food guest, Mr. Nevin McGuire.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
For his wonderful recipes.
Anytime.
And also to Dr. Mark Harold there, author of Coping with Stress, for his truffles brought in by Elizabeth, his lovely daughter. And Luann is going to play us out now. Thank you.
I mentioned real quick that I'm going to be playing with Clive Barnes in Burr Theatre on the 11th of August, and you can get tickets on the website, which is luannpowell.com.
There you go. You heard it here, folks.
Grass is blue. I've had to think of a way to survive since you said it's over and told me goodbye. And I just can't make it one day without you, unless I pretend the opposite's true. Rivers flow backwards and valleys are high, mountains are level and truth is a lie. I'm perfectly fine and I don't miss you, and the sky and the grass is blue. Ooh. how much can a heart and a troubled mind take? Where is that fine line before it all breaks? Can one end their sorrow just cross over it and into that room of insanity's bliss? There's snow in the tropics, there's ice on the sun. It's heartache, the heartache, and crying. It's fine. I'm perfectly fine, and I don't miss you. And the sky is green, and the grass is blue, and the rivers flow backwards, and my tears. The grass is blue. I don't love you, and the grass is blue.
What about that, folks? The wonderful, wonderful Luann Pearl. Oh, wow.